Shin Ayin Aleph. Case where one of the Bnei Chatzar left or was nifter. So the first scenario is that he left for that Shabbos. He left the Chatzar and he's spending Shabbos somewhere else. He says smuch lechaser even if he was nearby. He's clearly made a decision to spend the Shabbos in that other place. So then, so he does not need to contribute to the Eruv. We're talking about the case of a Jew. However, any Yehudi, a non-Jew who lives there in the Chatzar, which there we do not do, he's not mishtatev in the Eruv, but rather we're sochar from him. Because he might return. We know that he's left for this Shabbos to a place which is beyond the ability for him to come back on Shabbos. Okay? Then, so he decided to be somewhere else.
How did they know where he was? I mean, they didn't have...
Yeah, I don't know. But came there, Iker, I guess if he tells you. Okay. It's not considered a dira that when Osiris Bechotzah Shlonost Chelik Be'erim. So even though this home, they're not contributing to the Erim, but there's nobody here for the Shabbos. So the Shabbos, as far as we're concerned, it's an empty house. Okay. Shaniyah Beis of Holach, Meir Shaholach, Yim Kobane Beis of Mishom. It means everybody left. The whole family moved out. Ami Bo'yoyim. And this is all talking about that happened prior to Shabbos, which that's the most we share in a moment like that. Okay. Now, v'yesh mekilim filuch shesholach b'Shabbos im lo yichazir boi b'ayot. There is a shita which is mekel. If they left on, he left on, he had not contributed. Because the Erev is the Chal beginning of Shabbos, but then he leaves. So now, retroactively, it's like, even though the Erev is supposed to be Chal beginning of Shabbos, but now, like, we now realize that lack of his presence is insignificant because he's not here for Shabbos. So they're makel on that. But as long as he doesn't return. If he returns, obviously, that this whole thing is irrelevant.
That means during the time he's away. Okay.
If he came back. No, if he comes back, now it's a problem. If he say he's leaving, you believe him. Right. Im what?
Should say
not chazar. Well, lashon loy wouldn't work either. That would be if he's not going to be chazer, im lo yachzer. Say, as long as he doesn't come back, we can assume that he's gone, according to this opinion. Once he comes back, it's a problem.
Well,
so when he comes back, it's problematic, but then he's back. That's the right mission. We're lashing over.
It's best to have made an Eruv to be prepared. In other words, you don't know.
Well, best that he should be mishtatav into the Eruv. Then we solve our problem.
I'm sorry, we're talking about a Yehudi here.
Yeah. Okay.
Except that he probably wants to be mishtatav from the place he's gone to. He can't be mishtatav from two places.
So can you do it all tonight? That's a good point.
That's an interesting question. The case where, according to the Shita, that he can leave on Shabbos. So the new place, he's only arriving on Shabbos. So beginning of Shabbos, he wasn't there.
Right.
It's an Erev Eschal, but beginning of Shabbos, I'm not sure.
Could a person be Oser a place that he arrives by, unexpectedly?
Normally not, but in the case where he planned to move, The plan was, after Shabbos, they'll go over there for that meal, and they'll stay there the rest of Shabbos. Mm-hmm. So the family's going to go for Shabbos. Mm-hmm. It's a different culture, right? Mm-hmm. So they knew that before Shabbos. They just didn't actually go till after Shabbos. And when Shabbos started, they went to this other chatzar, the other side of town. Right? So nowadays they say, well, every Shabbos you'll drive there. They didn't, you know, they're walking there either way. It's not like walking there on Shabbos, they're walking there before Shabbos. Right? Do you say he asked us over there because since he had planned to be there, but he wasn't there yet? I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
But if he planned to be in the other chatzir, then they had to. He was just going to be as a guest. He didn't.
Correct.
So he was.
That's depending on right how we set up over there. Could be doesn't matter over there before. Right. Oyster aleihem. The case of the goy, even though he went to a different city, he's still oyster. He'll ever be neim, even though everybody else made a neiriv, unless he was they were sarcher rishus from him. If he's kar mahalach yom echad, because he might come back. But he's rochik yoyser. Rabbi gav the rochik nami ikal the meches shaholach b'chol at samach lekan riyav b'shab. He's come welcome lechashin lahachi. You know that he went to city X. You don't know, maybe he went there on Monday. Thursday, he already left there, and he's within now distance, and he could arrive on Shabbos. That you know, Mukhudu Choshesh. But Yeshar, in the case of if he's Halach, Lishwas, Machatzar, Cheris, in that Hoser, and that's because of the Ma'akim, Rogel, Lachs, the base of Vesayim, Osir, the Kuliyama, Kanmarish, the Halach, the Das, Lishwas, Shom, Kaliyam. He clearly went there to stay, even though he could come back, but he doesn't plan to come back. But if the derech is that he goes back and forth, so that's obviously that nobody's going to argue on that. Okay. B'chotzer cheres am b'yolocha b'yarnas v'shem kampos v'neim l'hokol kiyim b'yirah cheres v'loi b'chotzer cheres. So this kulam, we're not sabek on it within the same city. Okay. Eno Isser. Kama be Yisrael shalach lishpeh tamal kamarachar b'siyat dayit libe midirosoy shechshin akilo eno dor shom b'sir Shabbos. So we have this concept that he's Mesiach Das from being dor over here. So the guy also can have that. He plans to go away for a vacation. Right? You know, he could come back, but he doesn't want to come back. Okay. So the Bir Loch in Mesir Taito. So after the Sugir Shom, the Mormon talks about this, Isa Davka Bito Yabu Benoi Loi Bakoshke Nacher. The Mormon says if he's Hadok Lishba Litsa Benoi, so that he has to get along with his daughter-in-law, which might not work out, and he might end up having a fight and coming back in the middle of Shabbos. But by his daughter, he was just able to work it out by the daughter. So we say that even Mesiach Liboy being Dr. Lachser doesn't help. No, Asuga Mari Bistoma, the Mina, Kshahalak Lish was Etzel Bita, Mesiach Taitse Midi Rasa, Etzel, but no, Eno Mesiach Shematis Kersh, Imo Kalosel. A Mesiach died to behead him, he did not say, Lois or Shabbos. Kiron Shashaylu, Vomer, Shane died to Laksa, the Rosa of Shabbosu. And also, Philo Holoch, Lishbo is Eitzel Benoit. Who did not hear? So that, there in the worst case, a person went stum. So he went stum. He might come back. We say, you know, when he's going by his daughter, it's comfortable there. Because by his daughter in law, things don't always work out. But if a person's behedja, his, which we know, but if we ask him, and he tells us that he was really not planning to come back, so we, that's fine. If he knows that he's planning to come back, he's planning to come back. Okay. So fine, that's a chiluk. Fine. Beis Yisrael ben chotzer zu shaholok the lishbois bechotzer cheres vein dat delachzer b'shabbos. He was clearly beheaded and not planning to come back. Then during Shabbos he decided to come back. So eno iser. So what is in the asim shabur and chaz? The kibin the be'esha halach lo ha yodai to lachzer b'Shabbos. You can kar hizir the rasim elei v'habrei Shabbos shehutra v'shub lo teyoser. So being in Shabbos, there was no problem by his lack of contribution, and therefore if that's the way it was being in Shabbos, it doesn't come oser. Abu Gabi Akum, Kamalon, you mean Bob Shabbos, Oyster? Now, but the Sharsian points out that the Taz is makel even by Akum with this type of a concept. But the Mishabur is saying, other Akranim say no. The Loshayak Gabi Akum, Lermish, Shakar, he's here, Daito. She said, Inner Elam be Israel, Shem, Makum, Shashoeve, Spiknisa Shabbos, Shulay Yamanucha, Mistama Daito, Oz, Shlodakar. So Shabbos, you're not running around place to place on Shabbos. So where he was, that's where he wants to be. The goy, it's a regular day. So what's stopping him from the he plans to be there, he changes his mind. It's all normal. And Shabbos, by the yid, what happened? Mashabo Acher, the case where Acher Kag, Ruch Acher, socially, he changed his mind. Shagam Be'acher, Keshabo, he's here, Sevat Chilasa, Dramin, and Shakar Ben Ishbasha, so he died to love it. So you don't accept his testimony.
Yes.
Okay.
But if the Jew says his plan was to come back, then it would be different?
If a Jew says his plan was to come back, yeah. Right. That's the point that the...
Right, as we said before.
Right. Gimel. See, he wasn't here in the chatzar. He owned a home in this chatzar, but he wasn't here in the chatzar. For the Shabbos, umeis. So now, as soon as a person dies, Yerusha takes effect. So the arrangement was that the ownership of his home went over to one of the members of the Chatzar. Okay, so this person who's zeicher does the aser on the rest. So if the person died in Madyam, the one who's being zeicher in the property, the Mekabel Matana or the Yorish, does an aser because he was ma'ariv on that rishus. He was ma'ariv on his rishuyos. Even if he gave the Erev in earlier, but the Erev only takes effect at the beginning of Shabbos, which included all of the places where he has to stay. But if the Patira took place on Shabbos, so this person now has another home where he could live. And he wasn't Ma'ariv on that Dira. So that's a problem. So the Mishnah Berachim and Ashuk, Marish Mishlo Erav Alabai Shiyeshlo Bechotzer. So, he wasn't, he was Min Ashuk, so he wasn't here in this Chotzer. Well, then he might have Darbe Chotzer Le Erav. The knock at Echman Ashuk, the Stam and Milsa Kane, the Shudar Beshuk, and Amar Balabai Shiyeshlo Bechotzer. So he's not living there, he owns a house there. He's not living there. Now he gets a second property. And his Ochoyser Ben Shadichla said, Lord, even if he comes now to move into that other house, it's not a problem. He's not Oyser. I feel him, Lord, Bo Hayarish, Lord, Bo Sabayas. No, I skipped. Yud Aleph. So, Erev, Afilu im, Erev Albeisa, Kadam Shemes, Marishoy. Sheikr Kinias, Erev, Bein Mishal Moshus. Well, it's Kvar, Hoya Bayashaloy. So if he would contribute now into the Erev before Shabbos, it'll include that other house which he's going to receive afterwards. But in a case where Misha Chashecha is Oyser, Filo in Bloy Bar Yarish Lodder by Sabais, even he didn't move in yet, Kamakam Mikri Dira, the Bailim Kimashu Dorba Oyser Chotzer. So he has another home in that Chotzer, and he can switch into this house. So even though we made an Erev in the other house, and a moyel kiman shebe eis ben hashmoshes who ozman kniyas Erev lo yeh bebayis shaloi en chal Erev al bayis zeh.
Can't live in two places. He's saying you have to contribute to both, for both.
He doesn't have to give twice. That you see what he was saying. I use the area for both, but the point is he has to. If he has two places to live, both in the chotzer, he has that in mind. But he's being ma'ariv for both of those places, because both of those are his makam dira. So if there's a bias in the chotzer, which you are not being ma'ariv on, even though all of the people in the chotzer are accounted for, but all the batim in the chotzer are not accounted for, and it's not a bias below dir, which doesn't have a bialim, because there is a bialim who lives in this chotzer who didn't contribute. So that bias now affects everybody in the chotzer.
And there was no way that if the person was niftar on Shabbos, there was no way he could have done things that would happen retroactively.
Right.
So in the previous siman, when you have the achen who eat by the father, but they have houses in the chotzer. So what covers those houses? You're saying the father's heirs covers the son's houses?
Because
they're making an heir from that.
Well, because in the case where that's their makam achila, so we say that they were as it were mavato the dira klapi the dira of the makam achila.
But here, he's not living there at all. He
raised
two houses.
So
he certainly
bought
that
right? Lavdavka, he might say the new house is more eager to him. It's just he hasn't moved in yet, but he's going to live there regularly. So.
But right now he's not.
Not yet. I mean, he would have to move his things, and some things that have to happen before it's going to move in there. I guess in those days they lived much more simply. But
yeah, I don't know whether that. Right.
I mean, if you were in that situation where you were anticipating somebody,
so he has another house. He could pashas be ma'ariv on both. But tonight, if he comes to own it, he'll be ma'ariv on both. Mm-hmm. But he didn't do that. it's almost better in the case where you already have it, and he makes a conscious decision not to use it and to use this, to make that a Mokum Dira and that not a Mokum Dira. So like Achilles, he's making it a Tofel. But he didn't do anything to it.
Right, but in the case of the sons, they're not doing the primary Erev. It's only the father who's doing the Erev. So what includes... Because they're actually sleeping in their houses. It's not like in the top of the house completely. They're eaten by the father, they're sleeping in their houses. Mm-hmm. And yet they don't have an Erev to make this Tofel too. Is there something from the father's Erev?
Well, it's only if there's no other people in the whole chotzer that there's somebody on the father's heir. Right? If the only case that they don't have to mishtatav is a case where if there's only the father and them, and then they all eat by the father, so there's no need to make an heir.
Right.
Which, I mean, there is an element of bittul taking place, or, you know, tefail is taking place. Right?
Right, but if it was in that house itself, then they're fine. So there are other people there.
Right, but since they're putting the Erev in that place where they eat, that's their Mokum Achila. Their Mokum Achila is always potter from giving part of the Erev. But they made a decision that they're mevatel there. They made their makom shina tofel to the makom achila. Right, they made a decision on it, so they're mevatel it. But over here, it's like you didn't think about it, so that's worse.
Right.
In a certain sense, you have two makomis.
Well, at the end of this note 19, it says the end of haros at the end of.
Shona
Halachos, that maybe this case is better than the case where a person already owned two at the beginning.
Better meaning more time.
It doesn't answer. Person was Niftar on Shabbos, it hadn't yet really become his makom. He says, Raksha Omed Lashamesh, but.
Yeah, right. He's going to move into that place, right? So even though he hasn't done it yet, but if that's going to become he's not Masiyat Das, I'm using it. He plans to use it over there. Case before, he just made a decision that's not his makom. Over here, I don't know. It might be his makom. He has to practically move in there. That's enough to make it be a problematic. It's a kiddush. Okay. Dalid. Echad min ha-chotzer shemeis b'shabbos. So im Erav, so if that person who was nifter contributed to the Erav, filo yorshu echad mimnei ha-shuk eno oyser. So somebody who did not live in this chotzer was Yerushim, who had not contributed to the Erev, it doesn't make a difference. This bias, the beginning of Shabbos, had an Erev. Okay? Because he was contributed. It doesn't become Osir Bamsar Shabbos in that situation, because he already contributed to the Erev. V'im loy Erev, if, however, the person who was nifter did not contribute to the Eruv. Okay. Im Yorish Echad min Hashuk. So if the Yorish was an outsider who doesn't live there, so the person who lived there died. The person who owns it now doesn't live here. So there's nobody to ask. Nobody's going to be an oyser. Until he decides that he wants to live there and he actually comes to live there, he's not part of the chotzer. So even though he owns a house in the chotzer, he's not living in the chotzer. It's like a person owns an empty house in the chotzer, he doesn't have to contribute. If he decided to move in on Shabbos into that house, So that's if the Yorish is an outsider.
And we don't don't say it was mutter at the start of Shabbos.
Yeah, because over here at the beginning, there's a whole new member which wasn't, well, there's a new member basically. But the original person wasn't my Arif. And this new person now who now owns it, it's like you added on a whole new house on Shabbos, as it were. So now, im erav hayoresh, hoyedor im hamorish v'bayis echod. They were living in the same house, and he contributed already. And oisur al bisha lo erav hamorish. Even though the morish wasn't ma'arev, but the yorish was ma'arev, and now the yorish is the owner. Im lo hoyedor im hamorish lo v'bayis achas shebechotzer. If, however, he lived in a different house than the Yorish, even though he contributed, Oyser al bisha erav hayorish kimish lo erav hamorish. So even though he contributed for house number one, he now owns house number two, where there never was a contribution given for house number two. So we're back to the same problem that he owns two houses and he only contributed for one of the two houses. Am I following that last line?
Wouldn't that be similar to the case we had before when he died on Shabbos, and somebody from the Shuk was Marish, was Yoresh? As long as he didn't come on Shabbos, he's not Oser.
I'm not sure. Let's see, Mishra. Echem in the Chotzer, Tesvav, wouldn't him hoya Marish Echem in the Shuk? The story could have been that the owner of the house didn't live there at all. Tolly Gamkein be'erav v'lo erav. So the issue vis-a-vis the yorish, depending on whether the merish had contributed or not. Someone else said kishudar b'shuk enam arav alabayis sheisha b'chotzer. Theoretically, he could live somewhere else, own the house over here, and contribute. He doesn't have to, but he could. But that's not the scenario usually. And we want to discuss a case where that possibly he was ma'ariv. So what would that case be? So we simply presented the case in a case where the Yorish, Morish was ma'ariv. Shemes b'Shabbos. And he had no survivors who were living in that home. So now there's an owner who never contributed to the Erev. So we said there's Shabbos remains mutter. Okay, that's if the Marish was Ma'ariv. But however, he wasn't ma'ariv. Nimlo erev gamze ma'ariv kashen lo bayis v'nei bayis shom. There's no people living there. Fine. So in that situation, if he wasn't ma'ariv, so as long as he does not move in yet, he doesn't answer. Yud chesen oyser. So it comes out of a funny scenario. The beginning of Shabbos, it belonged to the Marish who did not contribute to the Erev. And therefore, the area was Osir. That was B'tchilas HaShabbos. But, come on, Kishamesu Nishar HaBayis, Lo Diyurin, Lo Cheshiva Leser. So, but once the Marish died, according to the way we're presenting over here, so there's no, the fact that it was also beginning of Shabbos doesn't make a difference because that deer doesn't is now ineffective, as it were. If he moves in, he's oyser. Kim yesh ato b'ilam adir, because now there's an owner. So what can you do? We can't do Erev on Shabbos. The answer is you can do Bittul, which we'll see later on how to do Bittul. Okay, let's hold it here. We're on Mishabir, on the middle of Mishabir. Let's hold it here. We're